Good morning. Welcome to our service here this morning. The title of the lesson is The Crisis of Forgiveness. The lesson aimed to marvel at God's mercy in forgiving us and let it motivate us to forgive others. I'd like to read 1 John 1, 1-5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Here in these first couple verses, verses 5 to 8, John makes it clear that God is who is righteous. He is light, but we as humans, we're sinners. In verse 5 it says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And then in verse 6, if we say that we walk with God, but yet live sinfully, we are liars. Verse 7, but if we walk in light as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we walk in light and do what's right, then we can have fellowship with God. In verse 8, if we say that we are not sinners, we deceive ourselves, because we all are sinners. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I think that verses 7 and 9 go together. If we confess our sins, then we can have fellowship with God. Psalms 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like if you start out flying east, you will never end up flying west. There is no set distance that you can measure how far east is from the west. But compare that to north and south, there is a distance. You can measure how far north and south poles are. But God didn't say north and south. He said east and west. So God totally removes our sins from us. The challenge that I have for you is to let God's example of his forgiveness motivate us to forgive others in the same manner. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that we can come and gather together to worship here this morning. Thank you for your forgiveness that you have shown to each of us and the way that you have taken our sins away from us if we confess and ask you to. Be with the remainder of the service and be with the Sunday school teachers and each one that has a part as they lead out. Give them the words that you have for them. In your name, amen.